Hi, Jess.
Hi, how's
Hello.
everybody doing?
Hello. We're good. Cheers.
Right on.
Oh,
Okay,
man.
everybody, meet Jess Wade. She is the author of Matt Damon's Deal.
Matt
Damon.
Oh,
okay.
Very nice.
That was a fun one.
That one was great.
It was awesome.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you guys liked it.
We did. We had a good time with it.
Yeah, we did. I don't know if you listened to the episode, but we took a lot of liberties with with the stuff, but we kept it as...
It was a fun one.
Okay, cool. So we've actually been trying to get you on here for quite a while, and it's just been crazy with schedules and everything as of lately, but we're very glad that you're here now.
Glad to be here. Very excited for it.
We're playing through Blackwater Redux, which is written by Christian Eichhorn. It is an Eberron adventure. It's supposed to be a horror, dark, grim rehash of Apocalypse Now, Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad, and The Call of Cthulhu by H.P. Lovecraft. However, the band of brothers here have turned it into Tropic Thunder now.
Tropic Thunder meets Disenchanted.
We can keep going through these encounters, but I think what we should do is roll right into chapter 5, if that's all right with everyone.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
So I'm playing as Char, who is a fire genasi and retired bard. You may have heard some of her greatest hits, Love Burns, Hellfire on Wheels, or Do You Believe in Life After Fire? She is wearing a classic outrageous outfit with red sequins that start at her head, turn into a dress, which is actually her magic item. It's the glamour-studded leather. She looks like an older woman attempting to stay young, so she comes with an attitude.
Nice.
Very cool. Nice.
And Izzelkor.
All right, I am Izzelkor. I am a lizard folk druid of the Circle of Spores.
Yeah, little orc kids thought he was a god.
Mm-hmm. Goblin kids.
Yeah, little goblin kids thought he was a god.
There you go.
They gave me fish guts.
Came in clutch with them fish guts.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. So he's this little emaciated albino lizard folk that's got quills instead of the typical horns and feathers that you typically see. And before he joined the army, he was actually a rot farmer and specialized in growing penicillin.
Yeah, I'm a deep gnome druid and more earthen animal druid, kind of more basic run-of-the-mill. Short stature, only about 4'2" if I got my boots on, and dark kind of gray complexion. Tend to be somewhat quiet sometimes. This is my pet snake.
Magnus.
Okay, well, Magnus is a half-orc barbarian. From a distance, he looks like a straight-up half-orc warrior that you've seen a million times until you get up close and you realize that this, like, 6-foot-tall, green-skinned orc with long jet-black hair, deep blue eyes with yellow rings around them just suddenly bursts open with, like, the most jolly voice you've ever heard. So, you know, he's actually quite pleasant to be around. He wants to meet all the new people. He wants to go on adventures. He's got a really nice demeanor about him. And, yeah, so he's, he is basically just kind of like his mother's an orc. His father is an upper middle class commoner. So he's, you know, well versed just in terms of polite society, but is just as rambunctious as get out.
My name is Stalion. I am the boat driver of the Kraken 2. Keep Kraken. I am a ranger ex-bard. I became a ranger when I joined the service, and I'm an elf, and I am the best looking person on this team by far, and I drive the boat. So, yep, that's what I do. That's who I am, and I'm here to get rid of this black tar stuff and look really good.
We need to have some kind of fan art for a bumper sticker. Kraken 2, keep on Kraken. So... Everybody roll a d20, flat d20.
Mine's round, but I'm going to roll it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I said that's a 1 for Magnus.
11 for Thalion.
Cool.
His little core got a 12.
18 for Char.
And 10 for Rock.
10 for Rock. Okay, so coming out of chapter 4, that's how much hit points everyone loses.
Did I say 11? I meant 1.
Don't even have a d20.
Oh, that's bad news, because if you don't have a D20, that means you rolled a 20. One of the house rules I forgot to mention.
Yeah, usually it's a beneficial rule. Unfortunately, someone threw a curveball at us.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was going to turn out badly. So, like, wait a minute, I just lost 11 hit points?
Yep.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yep.
Got to give you something.
No, you took something. You didn't give us anything.
No,
Yeah.
See, that's a good thing. I forgot my pen. I can't write it down.
Yeah.
That's okay. I wrote it down for you. I'll keep track of it all.
Oh, sweet guy.
All right. So, yeah, I got to put the hurt on somebody somehow, and that was the quickest way.
Yeah, that worked.
Alrighty. So, you're in a clearing from the jungle. You see some of the vegetation is pushed back, and off on one of the riverbeds, you do notice something in particular that looks awfully familiar. Izzelcore, can you roll me a perception check?
I can.
Good one.
That is going to be a dirty 20.
You see a thick haze, and it's not necessarily like magical by any stretch. It's just weather. So it's fog. You're in the jungle. It's dense. There's just a lot of moisture in the air. And immediately above this heavy fog, you see the apex of a pyramid in the distance. But that's not the most disturbing thing. No, the most disturbing thing with the dirty 20 is that you catch a slight singe of shadow tar. Like, you can smell it in the air.
As someone that experienced that, I wouldn't know that scent.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I asked you to roll, dude. See how that works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Learn something new every day.
Look at me, storyteller and everything.
Wow, I experienced that. So I relayed this, all of this information to my teammates.
All right, well, let's hear it. I need that audio. Not getting off that easy.
Okay, fine. So I'm looking out into the dank mire, and through the moisture, I can see that there is a pyramid, but where in the direction of the pyramid, I can actually smell lots of shadow tar. I can taste it with my Jacobson's organ.
After he pointed out the pyramid, do the rest of us recognize it?
Yes.
All right. Does the river seem like it's running towards it, or just parallel?
Parallel.
Okay. All right. Do you guys want to try to find a place to stop off and go towards the pyramid?
Does this look like the same pyramid we had seen before, or is it just recognize a pyramid or identify a pyramid?
You identify a pyramid.
Okay.
Magnus, go ahead and mark this on the map.
Magnus is just kind of sitting on the boat, just kind of gripping the handle and just kind of nods at Thelion, but just with the kind of panic after our previous experience and the last Kraken.
What previous experience? Kraken 2, keep Kraken as the first Kraken, right?
Well, let's not shoot at the pyramid this time. Let's maybe try to investigate it first.
That's a good idea.
In Char's old age, she's just like pretending to know what's happening because she's forgotten, but she doesn't want to let you guys know that.
Nice.
Trust me, we don't know what's going on either. Kind of a theme.
Yeah.
Okay, so that we agree that I should find a place to pull off of, like, to go to the shore.
Oh, yeah. Please.
All right. All right. Well, that's what Thelion does. He finds a place that's a good landing for us to get off of Kraken 2, keep Kraken.
All right. You do that.
Why are we all laughing? That's the name of the boat.
Yeah, I can just imagine us being in a huge like emergency situation, and we're just going to keep referring to the boat by its full name.
And every time. Longer every time we play.
Correct. Every time.
Get to the Kraken 2.
Kraken 3, the Kraken.
Get to the Kraken 3. It keeps cracking.
Kraken with a fence.
All right, so you get on the shore, and yeah, the fog seems to be getting thicker. And this time everyone else has this heavy, musky smell. It kind of smells like rotted mushrooms and a little bit of a chocolate kind of singe too. A little taste there.
Mmm, chocolate.
Mmm.
Oh, wunderbar.
all right, Second Lieutenant Deepolo, what do you want us to do? You want us to get off the boat? You want to? What do we want to do? Should we go towards the pyramid?
Oh yeah, Char, you outrank everybody, so you're in charge.
What? Char outranks us? When did this happen? No offense to the special guest,
but we lost Second Lieutenant Apollo. Remember, Second Lieutenant Apollo was promoted and then transferred.
Yeah.
In the middle of the mission.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
It happens.
It happens.
Just teleported out.
Again, this is total news to Char, but she's going to just take it in stride and pretend like she knows what the hell she's doing.
I know. Just like an actual officer, too. Damn.
Yeah.
And, she says we go to the pyramid.
All right. Everybody ready? Everybody packed up? Everybody got all their supplies off of Kraken 2? Keep Kraken?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Magnus is ready to go.
You got your map ready over there, Izzelkor?
Yep.
Rock on. Get it? Rock on.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Character's name is Rock. Yeah. On. Yeah. Okay.
It's good. It's good.
I'm just going to keep quiet.
A good starter joke.
She said you're a good starter joke, Rock.
She was referring to you.
Yeah, probably. All right, let's go.
Okay, up ahead. The unfinished tip of a megalomaniac construction looms above in foggy heights. Errant hovels lie in the pyramid's jagged shadow. The carcass of a village, as far as the eye can see. The swamp is covered in blue blossoms, dotted with disoriented husks. No other plant remains.
Rock looks to take some of these blossoms and document everything for Hallie and put them in his pouch to save for her.
Okay, roll me a constitution saving throw.
That would be 18.
With an 18. Just 1 second. Let me roll to the madness chart here.
I'm sorry, the what? Oh, boy. It's okay. It sounded like he said madness chart, but I'm sure he said cake chart for like what cake he's going to eat or something. Right. Okay.
That's for the cakewalk.
Yes.
For the cakewalk.
It's okay, madness everybody.
Sick chart.
Okay, then I'll tell you what. Roll a d10, Rock.
8.
Okay, so for the next 80 minutes... Everything that you see is cake colored, and everyone that you look at kind of has that cake texture to them.
Please don't eat me.
For the next 80 minutes, you are now at rolling at disadvantage for anything with wisdom. The thing is, nobody else knows it.
Yeah.
And I can't tell them?
You can.
You can. I'm just saying.
I wasn't sure just the way you... So,
But we might escape.
After I put everything away, I kind of put it away. I was like,
don't touch the blue petals. Everything looks weird. Everything looks like cake.
But you don't know that it's the blue petals. Roll a medicine check.
That would be a 17.
Yeah, you don't know why.
Okay.
These all look delicious right now.
I just went for, because it was the last thing I touched. So it was just not necessarily saying it was the blue petals. That's just saying that was the last thing I touched.
You're just telling us all that we look really delicious. Which Thaleon already knows.
I don't like cake. So I wouldn't say delicious.
Who doesn't like cake?
Yeah, right? Who doesn't like cake? What the fuck?
I wasn't going to give it to you. Come on.
Someone with type 2 diabetes.
Diabetes.
That's the diabetes of
diabetes.
There. Rock, I didn't realize you didn't like cake.
Yeah, I don't like this. This isn't, I don't like this at all.
We've known each other for so long. How did I know? Didn't know that you didn't like cake.
We never asked.
That's true. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, y'all have been through some shit.
I figured I would have known if you'd like cake or not.
Second Lieutenant Char, could you roll a real quick investigation check?
Absolutely. So while I'm investigating, 18, by the way, I'm deciding that we obviously need to do some more team building exercises to to get to know each other. Because this is just unacceptable. I don't know who your lieutenant was beforehand, but things are going to change around here.
Wow, that is awesome. That sounds legit, just like an officer.
Oh my goodness, I'm having like flashbacks right now.
Damn it, middle of a mission.
I don't like training new ones. Come on.
You didn't know he liked cake? Who was your boss? Your previous boss should have made sure that you knew that your friend, your coworker, liked cake or didn't like cake.
Magnus just kind of leans over to Izzelcore and he's just like, oh wow, this is more disciplined than I'm used to.
I'm not used to people caring.
All right, so you notice past those few blossoms there, you look forward and you can start seeing through the thickness of the fog, and you notice a lot more of these blossoms littered all over this field. Almost looks endless. But more importantly, you do notice some humanoids just further down. And now that the fog is starting to break up a little bit, you see many goblins wade and paddle through the iridescent fields, plucking the blossoms and storing them in small wicker baskets. Isolated, distracted orcs float in larger boats between the workers, and frequent puffs of smoke rise from the vessels and vanish with the wind.
Cool.
You say orcs arrive in puffs of smoke and then vanish with the wind?
Yeah, they're like on little worker boats.
Oh.
Yeah, in larger boats between the workers.
Okay, well, squad. It looks like there is a blossom picking factory over yonder, and I think maybe we should check it out.
Ooh, blossoms!
Okay.
I would advise caution.
How do you want to do this?
We have a scout that we can send to maybe gather some more information for us.
It's him, look, too. You're a ranger. Perfect.
Wow, Izzelcore, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And when you sell a dude out, you really sell a dude out.
Oh, don't worry. I cast Pass a Trace on him.
Pass a Trace?
I don't need your help.
Well, doesn't that go like from you?
Hmm?
So you have to stay with him.
Yeah, you gotta go. Come on, pal.
That's my trace. Come on. Your whole go. MO here.
Not your pal, friend. Not your friend, buddy. Does there seem to be a path through all of this, like where everybody's taking all the flowers to? Like they're harvesting flowers, but does there seem to be some place that they're taking it to?
Yeah, further inland, towards that pyramid.
Man, awesome. We should all go that way. Is there a road, or people just taking boats?
Boats are just kind of wading through the water. Any boats you see you see orcs on those, and then everyone else, like the goblins or whatever, they're the ones that are just kind of wading as much as possible through everything.
Sure wish we had a boat. Anybody know where we can get a boat? Second Lieutenant, would you like me to go somewhere and investigate?
Well, that narrows it down, dude.
My recommendation is to not split the party.
Let's see. Is there an underside to this boat?
Yes, it's called the... yes, Second Lieutenant.
Well, I mean, like, it's a rowboat? And you stop sassing me.
Finally, somebody.
I like her. She's welcome back anytime. All the time.
Someone went to ROT.
Damn, dude. She just
Mark this day. This is the first time.
That's going to be the name of this episode. Don't sass me, boy.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm tired of hearing your sass, boy. You're going to be scrubbing the underside of that boat you just told me about if you don't keep quiet. What was your question, Second Lieutenant?
So the question was, is there an underside to this boat? I.e., are we rowing with a rowboat, or is this like a boat? I would check myself, but I can't find my glasses.
This is you're talking about the Kraken. The Kraken is a no kidding boat. It's like, what was it, 35, 40 feet long?
Yeah, it's like a river patrol boat. I don't think it'll fit in these little canals or these little. I'm kind of envisioning like a rice paddy, like that kind of shallow if they're wading through it, so the Kraken 2, Kraken wouldn't have enough draft.
Okay. Is there like another route to get to this? Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there another route that we can get to this pyramid? A sneaky route?
Roll a survival check.
Okay, well, I rolled a 10.
Ooh.
A 10, no, you do not see a clear path. You just see all these blossoms everywhere. Yeah, like Thaleon suggested, it's like a rice paddy. Just an open field of just all these blossoms.
Second Lieutenant, my recommendation is that we go down there and we try to get one of these boats to take us to the center, wherever the manufacturing of this stuff. We can get one of the boats. Maybe we can go under the guise of we're trying to buy some of it, or we can go under the guise of inspectors. It's up to you.
Ooh, you know what? I like this initiative. This is going to look really well for you later in life, if you ever want to move up in rank. And I love this inspector idea. Love it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Tell the squad the plan.
Okay, squad. This is the plan. We're going to be an inspection team for the efficiency and progress of the harvesting of this blue flower. I imagine this blue flower is integral to the making of the shadow tar. So that's how we're going to try to get in. Once we're in, I'm really out of ideas.
Going to inspect the tapestries.
No ticket.
Let's see, Rock, can you roll me a real quick Constitution save throw?
Yes. That would be a 6.
Everything that came out of Thaleon's mouth, you heard.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Rock. I can't understand anything that you're saying.
He's just looking at you like completely dumbfounded. He doesn't know what you said or that you said like what's wrong. He just said like what was on his mind. Like, I can't understand anything. Like, he knows you were talking. He could see you speaking. And even when Cycling Lieutenant was saying something before, like, it's just nothing.
I mash my helm of comprehend languages on your head and ask you if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Yeah. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Okay.
Does he?
Barely. DM. He just sound distant at this point.
So,
alright, I can kind of hear what you're saying, but you sound like you're a couple miles away, like you're really far away.
Okay, we're going in as an inspection team to make sure that they are being efficient in the harvesting of this little blue flower. You understand me?
Yes.
I take my helm back. Second Lieutenant, it's your show. Let's go.
All right, everyone, let's head out.
You heard her. Let's make like a fetus and head out.
All right. Ezelcor, you need to roll a survival check.
Woof. Okay.
But I don't want to. So
yeah, pretty much.
That's going to be a 15.
With a 15, you're going through withdrawals.
Fucking
junkie.
So I'm going through withdrawals. What does that look like?
Roll a D100. Let's find out.
Wow, I don't have one of those.
I got a 29.
29. You're suffering from extreme paranoia.
Okay, what else is new?
You have disadvantage on wisdom and charisma checks. Roll a very quick medicine check.
Not quick enough.
See, that is a 14 plus 6. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You know that if maybe you take a little hit, it'll take the edge off.
Oh, he's a junkie.
I pull out my brick of shadow tar and I give it a lick. Like an ice cream cone.
Okay.
Right in front of the second lieutenant.
And stick it back in my pocket. Completely tactless.
We've been through some shit, man.
Thaleon looks over at Ezelcor doing this. He looks at the second lieutenant and says, he's supposed to do that.
We've all been there.
just blank faced. That's what he does.
And yeah, so now you have 10 temporary hit points.
All right.
For the next hour. And you are not suffering from paranoia for now, for the next hour.
Perfect.
He's, of course, a little salt lick.
It totally is. So moving on. So everyone's moving forward towards the pyramid, towards a goblin, towards an orc. Where are we going?
Second Lieutenant.
We're going to need a boat, right? Because there was no way to get around the water without a boat. So going to need to commandeer a boat, I guess. I mean, official inspectors would have a boat, right?
Okay, well, should we go back to the Kraken?
Well, the Kraken sank a long time ago. We don't talk about that anymore.
Kraken 2, keep cracking.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, this brings up bad memories for me. But no, we'll go down there and we'll let them know that we are part of the inspection team that just arrived on shore. And we came this way so that nobody would know we were coming, so we could get a good, honest evaluation of the processes that are happening.
And I am going to directly inspect the product.
Maybe later.
I'll get to the product first.
All right.
I mean, does that sound like a good plan, Second Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Ma'am? Okay.
Let's head out.
I'll let you lead the way.
Okay, so Second Lieutenant Char is leading the way in her sequence.
maybe I should change. Okay, so I'm going to just quickly take it off and then put it back on again. I'm realizing that this might not be the most appropriate outfit to be wearing. So I'm just going to, you know, regular, just lab coat, I guess. That seems about appropriate. And then on the left-hand side, you know, around the breast area, it says Inspector Butts. I came prepared.
Yes. You know our humor level.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
I mean, we have highbrow humor around here, ma'am.
Which is precisely why you totally need to check out our rendition of Matt Demon's deal.
Available now on DM's Guild. Okay, so okay. Are you approaching... Where? I guess that's the question. Where are you going to commandeer a boat?
I'm just to the first one that we see, that we can get to. That makes... Okay. Yeah.
Cool. The first one you see is about 100 yards away. You're making your way to there. As you're making your way through there, you're passing by a couple of goblins. Some of them just kind of take a look at you, and they just wave away, trying to avoid trouble. They scurry away from you, and they just start picking some other blossoms from another part of wherever part they're working on.
I tip my hat to them.
They don't acknowledge you. They just avert their eyes and keep working.
Well, that's freaking rude. Wow.
No need to be nice, ma'am. We're inspectors, remember? We're here to... They don't want us here.
Yeah, that's true, but I feel like we need to go up to an orc to... I feel like the orcs are in charge, yeah?
They're not in charge either. I think that they're just taking orders. I think we should just go up to one of these boats, bullshit our way on, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Let's go.
All right, so now the orcs are about 25 yards away, and they see you, and they're just staring at you.
How far away are they again?
25 yards away.
Magnus is just like, as we're approaching the orcs, Magnus puts on his orc face, which is basically this like kind of cartoonish grimace, which is his like really serious face that doesn't work at all, but it's his like best impression of his mom.
You do that and the orcs are just staring blankly at you?
I give them a nod.
Hello, fellas. We're here for the efficiency of flower harvesting inspection.
Inspection.
Are you moving or what?
What?
Let us aboard so we can get this inspection over. I have a lot to do tonight.
Do tonight? What?
The inspection. Were you really not told about it?
Who? About what?
Good gravy. Must I spell it out for you? The efficiency of flower harvesting inspection. We're here to do it now.
What are you doing now?
Can I roll for persuasion? Or sure. A performance, maybe?
Yeah.
It's an 11.
With an 11, it doesn't quite cut it.
Perfect.
Yeah. They're just staring blankly at you.
Can Magnus try to intimidate?
Sure.
Yep. So he steps forward, just kind of leaning into the lieutenant. He's just like, "Don't worry, I've got this." And then goes like face to face with the orc, and I'll just roll for intimidation first and see what happens.
Okay.
Wow, how about that? It's also an 11.
Natural 20.
Roll at disadvantage.
Well, it's still an 11. My second roll was actually better.
Oh, okay. All right. With an 11, they just look at you as you're trying to be intimidating. How would you be intimidating? Let me ask that.
Oh, I'm like, so I've got like chest puffed up. I'm like as close to, as can be. And I'm just kind of ranting at them. Just, listen here, we have to be in this area to check for any contamination with all of these bloomings, you know, these blossoms. Yes, that's what I mean. We have to check the blossoms, the manufacturing, the harvesting for the safety of you and your men and ours and everyone around here. Do you want any repercussions for the lack of appreciation for OSHA regulations?
So they're just like mouth breathing, staring blankly at you as you're doing all this.
you're talking funny, man.
Do you guys think we should just maybe climb on board and see what happens?
Hang on,
second lieutenant. I think that is probably the best plan. These mouth breathers, maybe we can convince them to wait on shore while we bring their boat back to them. All right, listen here, guys. Get off the boat. We're part of the inspection team. You need to get off the boat. We're going to take it all the way in, and we're going to talk to your bosses.
All right. Roll a performance check or deception? I think that's a deception.
Deception?
That's all flat right. out.
All right. We'll do that. Oh, shit. I mean, 23.
At disadvantage, please.
21.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you.
They look at you and they say, whoa. Like, they start kind of squatting down like they're getting ready to get off the little boat.
I know how to handle the boat, gentlemen. Please get off. We got to go in. We got to talk to your bosses. Get off the boat. Except for you. Man. You're telling us where your bosses are. And I grab one of them.
As soon as you do, they immediately pull out their scimitars. Roll for initiative.
That's not kind at all.
God,
part of the inspection
damn it.
Team.
Adiago.
Adiago's not here. This is Staleon.
Whatever the fuck your name is.
Why you rolled so poorly for your deception.
I actually rolled pretty well for it. Let me see, it's initiative. Let me see, I have a plus 47, so that's...
Sounds about right.
Thank you. All right.
Checks out.
Thalian got an 11.
Char got a 13.
Magnus got 12.
Ezelcore with an 8.
Rox got a 6.
What the... Everybody's told the truth?
Hello? I've got so much disadvantage against me. I'm probably glad I'm going 6, okay?
I mean, and we I'm always tell
really,
the truth.
Really high? Because I'm a junkie.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so what happened with Izzelcore before is that he was very low on hit points, and they figured out that if he took a little bit of the Shadow Tar, that his hit points would go up.
Okay. I'm like Bane.
Like Bane. Yeah, you are like Bane now, dude. A little shrimpy Bane.
Yeah. No, what's great is you guys have actually made me Jack Black in Tropic Thunder, so we are officially Tropic Thunder now.
Okay, so with that, the guy that you reached out and made actual physical contact with, you see his eyes. You see it in his eyes, bloodshot, and even his pupils are dilated quite a bit. As soon as you touched him and like grabbed him, you see those pupils just like shrink right back down to normal size, and they're like,
what? Get off me!
And decides to attack Thalion.
He missed.
Shit.
And that's going to be with a 20 to hit.
No, I already called it. It hit that he missed.
Motherfucker.
Is that like dibs?
Yeah, I think so. I'm really hoping that that's what...
Yeah, that
I'm really hoping if I call it first, then regardless of what the roll is, it works.
Nope.
So he rolled a 2?
He rolled a goddamn 20, dude. There's no damn bad audio, man. Come on now. Take it like a man, dude.
But he's an elf.
Take it like a man elf.
A MILF.
A MILF.
So what if it hits? You know, everybody takes a little damage every once in a while.
A little bit. Just a little skim off the top. So that's going to be 1d6. That's going to be a very hard-hitting 4/.
Oh, really? That guy would do that to me?
He would.
Fucking dickhole.
Wow. And next up is going to be Second Lieutenant Char.
Okay. Are they all holding weapons? You said the scimitars?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to use the heat metal spell. And so they need to succeed a constitution save or they will take 2d8 fire damage.
God. Oh.
Solid.
Nice.
The second lieutenant is better than the last one we had.
The last officer you had? Damn, dude. Okay, that was a 2.
Perfect.
Well, you said constitution, so it's a +3. That's a 5. Ooh. And then the next one is going to be an 18.
Okay. Well, only the folks that didn't save, I think, take it. 2. A whopping 3 damage.
Okay. When that happens, that was the orc that slashed at Thalion. And you just hear him go,
"Wow, man!"
And drops his scimitar into the water.
Dummy.
Next up is Magnus.
Okay, so Magnus is just going to fly into a rage. And it's kind of like he's excited, but it's coming off as like hysterical. Mm-hmm. So he's like totally eager for a fight, but he's just kind of like, "Oh, yes, let's do this. Oh, my God." And then just launches at the nearest orc with his great axe. So I shall swing to hit. Oh, my roll to hit. Oh, okay, so that's 24 to hit.
That hits.
Nice. And there we go. Yeah. That's 11 hit points damage.
Damn.
Yeah. And I'll go ahead and use my frenzy attack to do a bonus action, so I'll just take another swing. So he's just, like, cleaved him from one side, and now he's just going to swing the axe back from the opposite direction just to kind of give him the old 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a 16 to hit.
We have 16 hits.
Woo! And that's an additional 7 hit points of damage.
Damn.
Okay. So describe how you kill him.
Oh, great. So it's almost like he's just cut this guy into 3 pieces. So the great axe comes along and just severs him in 2 at the waist. And as his body is still falling to the ground, he brings the great axe around to decapitate him while his body's still falling.
God. Oh, okay. And that is how it happens.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, especially this next part. Thalion and Magnus, both of you please roll constitution saving throws.
Okay. Man.
I passed.
I don't believe you.
That's probably for the best. 9?
Yeah, I also rolled a 9.
All right.
But so did you say roll an advantage? Yeah.
Oh, he did. He did say roll with advantage. I heard it.
No, that I fucking did not say. Fucking
no, you
did.
Oh. No, I thought you said that because of the bad audio and all.
So with a 9, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to roll.
You're going to roll what? A blunt?
Funny enough. All right. So, Thalion, you experience vivid hallucinations and have disadvantage on ability checks.
All right.
And Magnus.
Oh, dear.
You retreat into your own mind, and you become paralyzed.
Oh, shit. Magnus, that ain't good.
And let's see. Thalion, your experience is going to last for 6 minutes. Magnus, yours for 4 minutes. And congratulations, okay. You are now high on Shadow Tar.
How did Thalion get high on Shadow Tar?
Yeah.
I'll have to answer that after combat. Next up is...
Yeah, answer it after that.
Thalion.
All right. I fucking Misty Step behind them about 20 feet. And how many of them are there?
2 of them.
How far apart are they from each other?
About 5 feet.
Perfect. That's the best. 5 feet is the most perfect that they could be. I take a shot at one of them with my longbow and then using my special ability thingy for being a ranger. Hold on, I'll talk about it in a second. Horde Breaker. Once on each one of your turns, when making a weapon attack, you can make another attack with the same weapon against a different creature that is within 5 feet of the original target and within range of your weapon, which they are both. So, all right, one creature I attacked +7, so that's 25. Is it 25 hit?
25 hits.
Awesome, that's really cool. Okay, 1d8. All right, that is a 7 plus 3, so 10 points to one. And I'm shooting at the other one as well with a 19. Does that hit?
19 hits.
Sweet. All right, and that one does six points of damage.
Okay.
That's my turn. So now I'm 20 feet away from them. How did I get intoxicated from Shadow Tar?
After combat. So anyway.
Oh my goodness.
So you nailed the first orc, and then that second orc was the one that Magnus had killed because there was only two orcs there. Mm-hmm. So then you splatter that one with your arrow. Let's see, rock.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Can you roll another constitution saving throw, please?
17.
With a 17, that does not pass. So, all right. So a little voice in your head, and this is your indefinite madness that kicks in.
I find it hard to care about anything that goes on around me.
So you become very melancholy, depressed.
Melancholy.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's how it's pronounced. Okay. Is it time for a beer break?
You're still in combat. How can it be time for a beer break?
Exactly.
Okay. So then next turn, it is going to be Izukor.
Oh, like my actual turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, goody. In relation to where everybody is, like, would you say I'm right next to at least one of them?
Yeah, the last remaining one, yes.
The last remaining? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, there were only two orcs on the boat.
Oh, perfect. So, I'm going to go ahead and cast Chill Touch on this guy.
Oh, boy.
And let me see. Does a 12 hit?
It does not hit.
Shit.
All right. Well, since that was a cantrip, I'm going to go ahead and use my bonus action. I'm going to try that again.
All right. Go for it, dude.
That's better. Does a 19 hit?
Just barely.
Just barely. Okay. So that's going to be a 1d8. Plus my spell attack. So that's going to be 14 points of necrotic damage.
All right, how do you kill him?
So I'm just kind of watching this whole thing go out. I'm high as a kite. And I see this fuzzy little gray thing, and he's got two pointy little things coming out of this big thing that's on the top of his thing. And the only thing I can think is, when you need a lift, when you're feeling low. And I go to give him a hug, but it's actually just me forming this skeletal hand, and it's going to, what I think is going to be a gentle embrace, is actually going to crush his head.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And question, does everybody have the sending stone still?
Yes.
Okay. So through there, you hear all along the watchtower playing.
This whole thing. I assume that's the Hendrix version.
Yes.
There's a different version.
Not that I'm aware of, and not that I want to know.
Nope.
Hey.
And then Magnus slowly puts away his greatest hit CD down. Like,
my bad.
Throws it into the fucking riot patty.
The reason why he's paralyzed is because Bob Dylan's version is playing.
And we are out of combat.
Is it beer break?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, Second Lieutenant Char, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Magnus is just stuck in his own mind, looking at his own like a reflection in a sort of in his imagination.
Real quick before he gets back, the orcs were high on Shadow Tar. Or correction, on Stolor, right. Which is the main ingredient in Shadow Tar.
Okay. I kind of thought something like that, but I didn't want to metagame. The way you were describing him sounded like they were hopped up on something.
Yeah, so now that you know, he doesn't know. At least I said, like, so I'm off the hook.
True. I'm just imagining it in Magnus's head, well, as he's like paralyzed, he's kind of like looking at an image of his own reflection, and his own reflection looks at him and just says, "Do you think we're becoming too much like our mother?"
Hey, so just real quick, Jess, do you have any other anything else coming out soon? Anything else you're working on?
No. The pandemic hit me hard, man.
Oh, I got you. Now, I was going to say, I mean, after Matt Demon's deal, I mean, it's kind of hard to top that. I can respect that.
I have a few other things out, but not a ton of adventures. Yeah, I got into May and I was like, I cannot do this. And living is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what other things do you have out there besides adventures?
Well, I've got a Punster's Guide to NPCs, Shops, and Items, so it has 99 different shops with an NPC and items that you might find, and they're all dreadfully punny.
Nice.
I don't get it.
Very
cool. And then let's see. I've got a Wrestling Wizard's Favor, which is a fun one-shot where you meet some wrestling wizards with the WWE.
Go on.
Well, I can't go on too much more. I mean, you gotta play it yourself.
Yeah.
And you know what? We will.
We yes. will.
That sounds great.
As a matter of fact, I just found my next adventure next week.
Write that down.
Dude, no. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to invite Jess to come back, and she'll DM that one for us.
Yes.
Would you, Jess?
Would you?
I guess. If you guys don't mind truly, truly terrible voices.
No, we'd love terrible voices.
Have you listened to us? To
Alex? I mean, come on.
What the fuck, Paul?
I mean, is everyone back from beer break?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And okay, so back from beer break, so everyone knows why everyone got high on Shadow Tar. So yep. Moving on, we have a couple of different areas. I mean, I'm just gonna read this stuff real quick. In front of one of the crooked hovels sits an old goblin. It fishes with a string tied to its toe and smokes a small pipe. So basically what you're seeing is like a bunch of slave goblins working the fields of this pyramid. And so the orcs are just there to kind of supervise them. They don't really know what's going on. Matter of fact, you hear of them speaking of someone named Breaker of Bones. Apparently this guy resides somewhere in the center of the pyramid. Cash is an old goblin in its old years and is not far from death. For this reason, the orcs just kind of leave her alone. And what you gather from her is that life was simple before the Breaker of Bones came. Cash does have a few friends left who live in the pyramid, a few of the original inhabitants. They were planning a revolt at some point, but lacked the leader and courage. And Cash names Globo and Jarvi. The pyramid. The Breaker's pyramid is 500 feet high with a 750-foot square base. Let me see. It has one inclined entrance, which is 20 feet wide and 60 feet high. The entrance is guarded by two ogres and four orcs. Alternatively, you can enter the pyramid through the hole from the top.
There's a hole in the top?
According to this, there is.
What a crappy pyramid.
Yeah, that's not a really good pyramid of the whole time. I mean,
you got to remember, this is an orcish pyramid, not necessarily an Egyptian pyramid. So it's
no, so
be
orcs suck at making pyramids. Got
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I didn't know that.
Or at least these orcs, not the kind of bunch that Magnus comes from. You know, those guys are awesome.
Exactly. No, one half of Magnus is insulted.
the good half, right? The good half.
Yeah. Sure.
So you may decide to wait for the next food shipment before you make your move. So that'll be around a week. So wow, there's a bit of waiting around here. So you can just kind of hang out for a while and you're really able to roleplay quite a bit.
Or go back and get reinforcements.
Mm. Or that too.
Ooh.
It's all marked on the map. We have an idea of what we're dealing with. We have a better plan. Come back with additional people.
Or since basically our job was to uncover the location of the Shadow Tar manufacturing plant, I'd say we've done our job. We go back to Lieutenant Blunt, we tell him where it is, and we're done.
That's a good call.
We do have the sending stones. We can ask for help from Major Blunt.
Yeah, but that means we're now in the thick of it for a week.
That's true. And around all that Shadow Tar, y'all haven't built your immunity.
Yep.
Well, by y'all, you mean everybody but Ezelkor.
Yeah, Ezelkor. No, he's got to maintain his high.
Mm-hmm. I do. And I pull out my brick and I take another leg.
He does that from time to time.
He's not quite right in the head, but he's good.
Second Lieutenant, what should we do?
I think our team building activity for the day is to head back, get reinforcements, come back on the food shipment, and, you know, pretend to be them and go in there and infiltrate.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. It's a good plan. I like this, Lieutenant.
All right, so you head back towards the boat the same way you came in. You pass by the same goblins, you know, different sets of orcs or whatever. And still, nobody really gives you much of a hassle. Our goblins tend to avoid you. The orcs is kind of, they watch you, but they're not really paying attention to you. You know, they just got that 1,000-yard stare because of, you know, their condition, you know, which everyone here, you know, obviously heard. So I don't have to repeat myself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you make it back to the boat.
Cool.
Well, somebody knows how to drive this thing.
I do.
And it's not me.
Baileon is a great boat driver.
Rock will take lookout. Let's go.
Did we try to use the sending stone? Now that we're back on the boat, I think that, Second Lieutenant, you should use one of the sending stones to try to get a hold of Major Blunt and report to him and let him know what our status is, ma'am.
I'm sure. Gonna fumble around with my sending stone like I know what I'm doing and...
Tap it 3 times on one side and then turn it over and then tap it 2 more times.
You know, I feel like that's exactly what I would do, pretending to know what I'm doing, so.
I don't think that actually works.
Oh, shit.
try
my military on a budget.
Yeah, try my sending stone.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, you hear from the other end?
Oh, heard it. Yep. Oh, hate it. Over.
Is this thing on?
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Hello, can you hear me? Tap, tap, is this thing on?
Major, Spark, with every... Oh, come. Stand down. Explosion. Attack.
Stand down, explosion. Oh, shit.
Blood everywhere.
I think we need to get back to base, ma'am.
I think you're right.
Right, meow.
Right, meow. Not kitten.
Nope. Not kitten around at all. Yeah, you rolled with that one. That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
All right. Everybody, let's get on the boat. Let's go.
Oh, great. Not the boat again.
Izzelcore, you marked this place on the map?
I did.
All right. Rock, you on? You looking out?
Yep. Let's go.
Second Lieutenant, you good?
Good. Let's right. roll out.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to go back and play Chapter 4 again.
Damn it.
No, he's got it just floored. Let's go.
Yeah.
Boat's on plane. We're going.
Yeah. Okay. We're leveled out. We made it.
We're cooking.
Okay, you're cooking, and you start moving further back towards base. And once you're clearing some of the high brush and everything, you can actually hear it coming back.
I repeat, this is Major Blunt. Stay away from Cascade. It is all exploded. It's all been demolished. Stay away. Over. Again, this is Major Blunt. Please, stay away from Cascade. Keep pursuing. Find the cause for all this further inland. We're trying to regroup. Not sure where. Over. Again, this is Major Blunt. Cascade has been under attack. It has been devastated.
Second Lieutenant, that's you.
Well, damn. All right. If you insist... hey, if you guys want to come out this way, you can regroup with us as we infiltrate the pyramid.
Again, this is Major Blunt. Camp Kate has been under attack. It has been devastated.
You can pretty much figure out that this is just a message on repeat.
Thalion throttles down. Ugh. Second Lieutenant, I'm throttled down. It might be up to us. We might have to go back and take care of the situation ourselves.
We're going to have to. Let's get to Crack-a-Lackin.
Wow. You would reference the first Kraken like that? That's very disrespectful.
Is that how you're going to talk to your second lieutenant?
Ma'am.
Like I've had it up to here with you. Now turn this boat around and take me to that gosh darn pyramid.
With that kind of language, of course I will, ma'am.
Thank you.
Use the gosh word.
Okay, so let me see. Thalion, roll me a dexterity save throw.
Mm-hmm. I got me one of them. Oh, man. 18. How does that sit?
Okay, you missed the first wave. And now roll me another one.
Okie dokie. Like, I missed it? Like, a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 16. Yeah, 16 is my second roll.
Okay, that one you do not miss. Another giant octopus latches on.
Oh, my goodness.
And pulls throttle up. And pulls that boat down into to the nice rocky bottom of the water.
With us on it?
With all of you on it, but obviously y'all can float. So then when you float, you see another boat getting helicoptered in.
The Kraken 3, Krakalakken.
There it is.
Oh, God.
Right. Keep crack-a-lackin'. Kraken 3, keep on crack-a-lackin'.
All right, that's the name.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Yes, that just happened. All right, so everyone is back at the pyramid again.
Thanks to Kraken 3, keep on crack-a-lackin'.
Has it been a day?
This is still the same day, yes.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's been 20 minutes.
Are we at near the top? Where we can see the how far, if we're at the base of the pyramid, how far is it to the smokestacks?
Far enough. I'm going to put this on the rails just a touch. So according to this, there's three layers.
Like a parfait?
Layers. Cake's got layers.
Yeah, onions have layers. You know, I'm in hell. No, I don't like no parfait.
So this is just a grueling amount of punishment. Do we actually want to play through all this, or do we just want to jump until the end?
I feel as if we play all of this, we're going to have to do it for another 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Or we could skip to the end.
I like that.
Or
let's jump ahead a bit, brother.
Okay. Everybody roll a d20.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, come on.
18 for Thalion.
18 for Char.
Oh, all right. I see how it is.
Look, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Great minds think alike. 19
for Rock.
19. Up.
19.
Damn.
That's I'm a natural one upper. One for Magnus, but I got plus one for initiative, so 2.
Izzlecore.
That is a 16.
16. All right. And so the final battle. Throne room. Here we go. Conversation. Breaker Bones is happy to make conversation with the characters if you are interested. I have been eagerly awaiting you. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this.
I have been eagerly awaiting you. I was watching your progress thus far. Very interesting indeed. No doubt. You have come to kill me, and why not? Oh, the horror I have seen. Some part of me hopes you will succeed. Is there anything you would like to ask before we begin this dance? This dance of death.
Why are you so depressed?
He just kind of looks at you, and he says, I had a dream once where a snail crawls down the edge of a razor. That is my dream.
Okay.
Fucking deep, man.
I mean, wouldn't the real punishment here just, like, be leaving and, like, letting him live his life? Like, gosh.
We should just imprison him and then take over this place for ourselves. Mostly me, but yes, for ourselves.
Yes,
gotta
everybody.
Gotta diversify our assets.
Hold on, what was the question?
I think it was a financial question about diversifying assets and getting into the drug dealing business.
Oh, I wasn't talking about dealing.
Just doing. Wow. All right, Izzlecore is on the fast track for an intervention.
Licks brick.
Any more questions?
Will you stop manufacturing the Shadow Tar, please?
Let's see. He says...
I said please. Come on, dude.
Roll for persuasion.
Hold on. I got to figure out what my persuasion is. I am a good-looking dude. All right. How does a 19 stand?
With a 19, he looks at you and he says...
We must kill them. We must incinerate them, pig after pig, cow after cow, village after village, army after army. And they call me an assassin. What do you call it when the assassins accuse the assassin? They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those napalm bombs, I hate them. I do hate them.
So that's a yes, you'll stop?
He looks at you.
I worry that my son might not understand what I have tried to be. And if I were to be killed, I would want someone to go to my home and tell my son everything. Everything I did. Everything you saw. Because there's nothing that I detest more than the stench of lies. And if you understand me, you will do this for me.
I mean, I'm sure your son would like to see you as well. You could tell him yourself.
And with my powers, I can serve both at the same time.
He looks at you and he says,
I'm not interested in the continued production of Shadowtar. You can put everybody and their many dogs to the sword for all I care. The Breaker. I'm only interested in true followers and increasing my power.
Well, that sounds like a problem for, you know, us as a group. It's kind of against what we're here for.
I'm going to be honest. Second Lieutenant, this is on you because I have no idea about politics.
He then continues.
The Sisters of Sorakel are small-minded and wholly unworthy of what I've built. I renounced my allegiance years ago. I would be happy to accept all of you as my disciples. All that is necessary is to receive a blessing from the Singularity. I would be happy to facilitate this.
I don't like the sounds of that. Not into it. I think we just, you know, need to roll for initiative.
Magnus just kind of looks at Lieutenant Char with his, like, great axe raised and a huge smile, like, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
But we're not doing the whole kid thing. That's on him.
Alrighty. Okay. So, looks like everybody...
I think the Second Lieutenant should take the first shot, and that will set us into combat.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Cool beans.
I have not heard that in a while.
Well, you just heard it now. Ta-da.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Sounded like a natural 20 to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad audio.
Leroy
bad
Jenkins.
Audio. I think what you meant to say is it sounds like this guy didn't save on his constitution saving throw.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Okay, right on. So in that case, I'm going to use the Shatter spell. They're going to take 3d8 thunder damage, and that's 14 points of damage.
14
and it's
points.
Loud.
Okay. All right, here's how we're going to do this. I had everybody roll before, and what I'm going to say is that the following battle ensued for 6 whole rounds.
Oh, shit.
It was no small feat. You were able to bring down the Breaker of Bones. With that that Shatter spell, that was the first and last spell that you've ever done before. And so describe the final blow with the Shatter spell.
Let's see. A loud ringing noise erupts, and it just explodes his eardrums. Yikes.
So his eardrums explode, his lifeless body flops over, and you have destroyed Colonel Kurtz. I mean, Breaker of Bones.
There you go, man.
There you go. Nice.
Licensing. Anyway, so you find out that there's a separate chamber where the Singularity lies that he was kind of half-assedly talking about. A churning vortex of pure energy pulsates incessantly at the maximum expansion. You hear a crackling deep inside and experience a burning smell of cinnamon.
I hate cinnamon.
Really? What? So good on toast, though.
Yeah.
This is with that whole sugar. Team bonding thing.
What? No, we're figuring out about each other. It's okay.
No cake, no cinnamon. Who's next?
And so moving forward, you have destroyed the Shadowtar plan and all the responsible orcs. The influx of Shadowtar comes to a halt almost immediately, and everyone returns as heroes. Your faces adorn pamphlets that are distributed among the populace, and you're invited to important festivities to speak before the assembly and receive 1,000 gold piece each.
Ooh.
Damn.
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
Very nice.
But you know, you still have your retirement plan and everything too with the military.
Excellent.
And everyone made level 5.
God, it's about damn time.
Hey.
Hey. You know what? Y'all did a great job. Let's make it level 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, is this the end of the adventure?
According to this, yes, but there are some snippets for continuing the adventure.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Right. Like running the drug dealing ring?
Continuing it? right.
That's an outcome. That's an outcome.
Level six.
Level six. And with that, you also are able to locate the goblin children over in Mugdor, and you're able to reestablish all the people at Mugdor as much as possible, whoever wasn't slain.
Oh, thank goodness. They were really good. They were really nice people.
Yeah.
And then on that note, Magnus, you're able to open up a school over at Davin's Post.
Very nice. And what would Magnus be teaching?
Common. Filion, you open up a boat dealership.
Oh, nice. It's called Elvenrude.
Nice. And Rock, you actually open up, of all things, like an arbor area, almost like a Zen garden in the middle of all this. So you're able to not only take all of the stuff that you've been able to acquire through just, you know, writing, documenting, and everything, you've been able to apply all this to this garden. A lot of medical people actually pay you a good amount of money to just come out and hang out and study as well.
Nice.
And then Izzelkor, you actually made a pretty good home for yourself there at Mugdor.
Awesome.
Does he have his own stash of Shadow Tone?
Shh, part two.
He is their king.
He's the Ozzy Osbourne of Mugdor now. With all the kids and everything, they have their Izzelkor posters up on their walls.
Oh my goodness.
No one can figure out how he's still alive.
And so instead of biting into a bat head, it's a thing of Shadow Tar.
A break.
And Second Lieutenant Char, you have now become a full-blown colonel in the army.
Nice.
Single-handedly, you know, taking out the entire Shadow Tar operation all by yourself, as all the stories that imply you were able to lead this band of miscreants and, you know, motley fools into Death's Mouth and came out the other side glistening diamonds. And so with that, they've actually created a whole separate division specifically where they're trained under extreme circumstances, and they're called the Fire Brigade in your honor.
That's so sweet of them.
Total special forces, the whole nines. And on that note, I guess we're done.
Ah, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, Jess, thank you again for coming out and hanging out for a while and helping us close this story.
Hell yeah, it was super fun. When you guys said you've turned it into Tropic Thunder, I was like, oh yes, this is the one chat for me.
Did we meet your expectations of turning it into Tropic Thunder?
Exceeded.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah, that one we had to put on the rails quite a bit. There's a ton of stuff in this.
Yeah, just from what you were saying, it sounded like there was encounter after encounter, like we would have to trudge our way through the entire pyramid.
Yeah.
Probably could have gone for another, like, 4 or 5 sessions just from those.
Easily.
Yeah.
Christian Eichhorn, thank you so much. That is a ton of content in such a small amount of stuff. 77 pages. It feels like it should have been, like, 150.
Wow.
It's just a ton of stuff.
Turning out another good one.
Night, guys.
Alrighty.
Hey.
Great playing.
All right. Until next time.